You're listening to a Juno Afternoon here from KTOO Public Media. Scott Burton, your host today. It's Tuesday, September 4th, about 6 minutes after the hour. My guest now is ceramic artist Mercedes Munoz, and a lot of you may know her as the longtime arts director over there at the Canvas. But today we're here to talk about a solo show, and this is Mercedes Munoz, the artist, the solo artist. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
It's nice to have you. So the show is at Amalga Distillery there on North Franklin this weekend, right? This Friday afternoon?
Yes, this Friday, and it's just up for the weekend. They do pop-up shows, and they Brandon and Maura over at Amalga, they're so generous to local artists and giving them a place to showcase their work, and I'm honored to be one of those this month.
And how does it feel for you to be off on your own again? I know you've been a solo artist before, but how's it feel?
It's exciting. This show fell on a time where I have a lot of change going on, and so I've just, focused on kind of exploration. So I don't have an artist statement. I'm not focused on one particular style or subject matter. I've just used this opportunity to explore. And so you'll see that in my show on Friday. I have a variety of different techniques and reference images.
And for you listeners out there, Mercedes sent me some pictures, which I've put on our website. So if you happen to be near a computer or a device and you're not driving or something, go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon and click on today, and you'll see images of Mercedes' work, the kind of thing we can expect to see this Friday evening. About how many pieces will this show exemplify?
I have about 50 pieces.
Wow. Yeah. And so, like, you sent me some pictures of some mugs, a plate set.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been experimenting with some hand-built plates, which are really beautiful. They have kind of an organic, wavy rim to them. And so I have large dinner plates and then smaller, a little bit smaller than salad size plates, and then just another even smaller plate. And so I'm planning to kind of do a juxtaposition of all of those hanging on the wall. And then I also have coffee mugs and bowls.
So you said hand-built. Tell us what that means.
So the plates aren't done on the wheel. Typically, I've made plates on the wheel, but I wanted to find a way to create plates that aren't so heavy. With ceramic plates, if they're on the wheel, they really need that support so that they don't slump over and warp. They have to be a certain weight to them. But I really, one thing I always strive for in my ceramics is making pieces as light as possible. I love when you see a mug and you have a thought of how heavy you think it should be, and then you pick it up and it's way lighter than you anticipate. And so that's something I personally always strive for.
So I'm here at kto.org/JunoAfternoon looking at this plate set of yours. Okay, so this is hand-built. Take us back to the beginning of how this comes to be.
Okay. So I would start with a slab roller, and that's a piece of equipment that will just roll an even slab of clay out for me. So I'll get that pretty thin, and then just with a needle
tool. Like a quarter of an inch maybe?
Or even smaller, maybe like a fourth of an inch, and then, or even a little bit less. I want it to be pretty thin because it's not going to change, get much thinner after that. And then I have a bat, just a round board that I place down on the clay, and take a needle tool and do kind of just a rough outline, cutting that out. I intentionally wanted it to be kind of the rim to not be perfectly even, to have kind of that flow to it. So each plate is a little bit different, and I like that movement within each one. So then I just raise the edges and support them while they're drying with a piece of clay. And then once they're dry, they're done, and I'll move on to the surface decoration.
Yeah, and I know you're inspired by geometric designs and also Alaskan plant life, you say? So the ones I'm looking at here are looks like the geometric designs. Where do you get those?
That's just kind of how I... how I doodle, I guess. I always have a sketchbook on me, and I really like geometric shapes, and so I play around with different ones, and I even incorporate some of those into my drawings of plant life too, in a smaller way, you know, in more detailed pieces. But yeah, the set of plates, I've done just a geometric design. And that's with those geometric designs, I typically do those in like a black and white, so they have that stark contrast, and then add gold on too. And the gold's not on that plate set yet, but all of those will have gold too.
You say that you carry around a book.
Sketchbook.
To design in. And before the show, I was asking you if your grandma, Ree Munoz, who I think a lot of our listeners probably know as well, if she had influence on you, when did you start sketching and thinking that you were going to be an artist?
Oh, I don't know. It's intimidating having Ree Munoz as my grandmother. But she was very, very influential, and was always just so supportive of me doing art. And so I think it just gave me the courage to want to continue doing that at a really young age. I did art projects with her when I was very young, for as long as I can remember. And she was one of my big advocates for going to art school. And so I have a bachelor's degree in fine arts with an emphasis in ceramics. And so she was definitely influential in that way. And actually, I do have a funny story about them. Her and her sketchbook. She also carried a sketchbook with her everywhere. And my father has her collection of sketchbooks. She had about over 50 that she completed throughout her life. It's a cool collection. But she had this big blue coat, and she sewed a large pocket on the inside where she would put her sketchbook. But when people would ask, she would call it her shoplifting pocket. She had a good sense of humor.
And what was that like? You'd go over to grandma's house and she would have something set out either to draw or paint, or what kind of art would you make together? Or would she come to your house? What was the scene like?
You know, she would give me lots of opportunities. You know, I remember one time we found some driftwood, and we did a project painting on driftwood. And so, you know, it was just kind of, she was there to help me explore.
And how did, so she was mostly a painter, right?
Yeah, watercolor.
How did you find your way into ceramic art?
Well, I've always loved drawing. My teachers in high school were really influential in that way as well. I was lucky enough to have both Tom and Mary Ann Manning, who are fantastic artists. And when I went to college, I had to take, for my studio arts degree, had to take a variety of different classes in the studio arts field. And one of them was ceramics. And I just fell in love with that right away. It seemed like such a cool thing that you could, you know, make something and then have it be functional. And I loved that relationship between, you know, what you're making and how people are using it.
And I liked what you said earlier about how you like to make mugs, for example, that are, that look heavier than they are. Maybe like they're light and feel
right.
Good in your hand, I imagine.
Yeah. I think that when people think of ceramics, they just anticipate a certain weight to something. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was in college, one time kind of sparked this for me. One time I picked up a bowl and I could not believe how light it was. I didn't know how that was possible. You know, you just see something and you have like an already preconceived notion of what that weight might be. And so that's something that I try to strive for in my work. I do tend to have a lot of loss because I always try to make things maybe thinner than they want to be, but it all works out.
So I'm looking, you sent me three mugs that I put on the Juno Afternoon page at ktoo.org. Are these hand-built too, or are these thrown?
All of my mugs and bowls are wheel-thrown.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's... I imagine that's a different process altogether from the hand-built stuff. Is it easier, harder? How are they different?
I think it depends on the piece, and I don't know that either one's easier than the other. It's just kind of a different experience, but I like mixing it up and doing a little bit of both because it's fun to do different things. I don't think I could see myself doing the multiple of the exact same piece again and again, so it's fun for me to explore different ways to create.
And here I'm seeing some of your Alaskan plants, sort of inspirations. Yeah. Tell us about the ones we're looking at.
Well, I think like everybody in Juneau. I've been really influenced by this beautiful summer, and I've spent a lot of time outdoors with friends and family and by myself too. One of my favorite things to do this time of year is go berry picking. And so I've, on a few of my pieces, I have blueberries and huckleberries and salmon berries, so different pieces. And then some of the other plant life drawings I've done have been Devil's Club. And then some of the purple, there, I think I sent you a photo of the purple flower.
Mm-hmm.
That one's more just kind of a little bit more abstracted. I didn't, you know, I wasn't referencing any particular plant, but I was working with combining my love for that geometric style with the plant life and using, bringing in those pops of color. So that's another thing that I'm experimenting more with, color. I'm very comfortable in black and white, so it's been a push for me as an artist to use more color.
I would have guessed Sitka Rose on that one.
What was that?
Sitka Rose is what my guess was.
Yeah.
And then mushrooms on another one.
Yes, mushrooms. That was a fun one. I just have the one of the mushroom, and then I've done some peonies too. I love gardening, and I had one successful peony this year, so I was very excited about that and definitely influenced by that. So I have lots of peony drawings.
And it looks like the base, you do have that geometric designs on the base of the cup, couple of these, and then the plants above them.
Yeah, so I started incorporating those in.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Mercedes Munoz. She is showing this Friday an art show opening at Amauga Distillery from 4:30 in the afternoon till 8 at night. It'll be up this weekend, so looking forward to seeing this. So what's your future from here on out look like, Mercedes? What are your plans?
Well, I hope to make time to do more art. I'm signed up for public market, so I'm going to be busy with that. And I'm also working on a master's degree right now, too. So got myself very busy.
Where are you working on your master's?
Through UAS. It's in master's in public administration. So I just started that this fall.
Where's the best place to find your work digitally? Besides the Juno Afternoon page right here.
Well, I'm really good about putting images and updates about my work on my Instagram page. So if you have an Instagram, if you are good about following people that way, my Instagram, it's pretty easy. It's just Mercedes Marie Munoz. And you can see updates on my work, and I'll post about upcoming shows. There's also a Facebook event for this show at Amauga. It's just New Ceramics by Mercedes Munoz. So you can follow updates for this show and follow me on Instagram.
And is there any charge to get in on Friday?
No.
And it starts at 4:30?
Yes.
At Amauga Distillery.
Yeah.
You can meet Mercedes Munoz there and see her work. You said about 50 pieces, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show today. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I don't think so. Just excited about this opportunity. And, thank you to the amazing people at Amauga Distillery. And thanks for having me on the show today.
Anytime. Thanks, Mercedes.
Thank you.